Hello and welcome. I'm Sarah King, and you are listening to my podcast, Wisdoms of the Palmer's Buddha, on oddities of the British and German cultures and languages. Great to have you here. Today's episode is all about business buzzwords, or shall we say, wank words. They may be a bit of hot air, and they may be a bit annoying and amusing sometimes, and they're interesting to observe from a linguist's point of view. So if you would like to find out more about some words that are used in German and English, stay tuned now. Enjoy. The other day, I witnessed an incident, or shall we say, an act of communication that made me think of a certain type of office game. I was sitting in a cafe in Cologne when a group of business people walked in. As they had turned up late, the table they had booked had been given away. This prompted one of the suits to ask whether it was still possible to find room for six. Only he didn't say possible. He said, and I'm deeply sorry for those who don't speak German, as this is untranslatable, "Ist das darstellbar?" Darstellbar is one of those smokescreen words that are used excessively by many business people to make what they really mean sound fancier, such as lean in or own the room. I believe the correct technical term for such expressions is wank words. So my gut association was with the fine game invented to make boring meetings, here the astute reader will notice a clear case of pleonasm, not to be confused with neoplasm, as Wikipedia kindly points out, so to make boring meetings more exciting. Of course, I'm talking about wank word bingo. In American English, as well as German, bullshit bingo. In its embosomed tradition of verbing, American English boasts the uniquely graphic word bullshitting, which Germans would usually refer to as Scheiße labern, equally graphic. In British English, however, as far as I'm aware, wanking really only denotes the self-manipulation of male genitalia, as opposed to the manipulation of language. Bullshitting in England is to be full of shit. Careful, dear non-native speakers, shit in Britain is much more vulgar than in Germany. So use shit sparingly, or to talk rubbish if you wish to be less offensive. Meetings, though, are the same the world over. This is why WWB is such a success. And now for some practical application. I found this lovely bullshit or mart online on the pommersbuddha.com website to generate your own manager phrases in German. Enjoy! Next week, let's go back to Cornwall for a little while. The Pommers Buddha says, "Vom Learning her habe ich einiges mitgenommen." That was it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can read this text on my website, www.pommersbuddha.com. If you liked this podcast, please do subscribe to it. Take care and hear you soon.